This is a podfic of Goldfish by Cobalt August. It's rated explicit. The relationship is Blackbeard Edward Teach and Steed Bonnet. It is a alternate universe modern setting fic, and it is part of the Bottom Steed Week collection. Steed slowly opens his eyes and yawns. The weak light of early dawn filters into the room, casting faint shadows of branches from the magnolia tree outside across the ceiling. As he watches the gentle sway of the shadows, the last wisps of sleep dissipate from his mind. There's a warm weight beside him, and Steed takes a moment to enjoy the little thrill of knowing it's Ed. Even after 5 years together, he still can't believe he gets to wake up to the most beautiful man in the world. He turns slightly in the bed, ready to kiss Ed awake, but startles when he sees a pair of shining brown eyes blinking intensely at him. "Hi," Ed says, mouth curling into a smile as he rests his chin on Steed's bare bicep, his hair a halo of fuzzy curls around his cheeks. Steed grins down at Ed. "Hi yourself. You're up early." Ed replies, pressing his mouth to Steed's arm before wriggling closer until they're face to face. "Had a dream." Slipping his hand beneath the sheets, Steed finds Ed's hip and rests his fingers on the warm stretch of bare skin. It's been unseasonably hot for April, and they'd fallen asleep naked, too warm to even wear underwear to bed. "A bad dream?" "Good and bad. Dreamt I was drowning." Steed's fingers tighten on Ed's hip. "That's awful." Ed gives a small shrug. "Yeah, but you saved me. You were a mermaid." Steed raises his eyebrows. "Really? How did I look?" Ed's eyes light up. "Real fucking cool. You had a big tail." Steed smiles. "That does sound cool. What color was it? Let me guess, gold? Or maybe silver?" Pausing, he tries to imagine himself with a scaly fishtail. "Actually, I don't think silver's a good colour with my skin tone. Maybe emerald green? Orange." Steed wrinkles his nose. "Really? Never thought of myself as an orange sort of person?" Ed grins, eyes crinkling. "Yeah, you look like one of those goldfish you get in a bag at the funfair." "Huh. That doesn't sound quite as cool as Ed seems to believe." "But you looked beautiful," Ed quickly adds. "I did?" "Yeah, and pretty hot. You had the pointy thing, the big fork, what's it called?" Ed clicks his fingers as he thinks, his eyes screwed shut in concentration. "A fondant." "Trident." "That's what I said." "You said fondant." Ed frowns. "What's that then?" "It's used to decorate cakes. Tastes like sugary plastic." Ed pulls a face. "Gross." Steed's mouth twitches into a smile. "Yes, it is. That's why we had buttercream on our wedding cake." "Now that was fucking tasty." A dreamy look passes over Ed's face. Steed has a few slices tucked away in the freezer for them to eat on their upcoming first anniversary. "Tell me more about Mermaid Me." Ed blinks. "Oh, right, yeah, you had your top off. Guess there's no need for shirts underwater. And you had scales scattered up your sides." Ed runs a warm finger up the side of Steed's waist. Steed's cock twitches in interest. "And you were swimming towards me, arms flexing and looking proper muscly." Ed lifts his hand to Steed's bicep and squeezes it. He's always had a thing for Steed's arms. It thrills Steed to no end. "And what did I do when I reached you?" Steed asks, edging closer on the bed, pressing the length of his body against Ed's. Ed presses back. His cock brushes Steed, half hard already. "You leaned close," he whispers, mouth barely an inch from Steed. "And you kissed me." "Oh," Steed says, feeling a soft tingle of arousal meandering down his spine. Ed's lips are so close and he can practically taste them. He moves to close the gap, but pauses. "Wait, how are you breathing underwater?" It snorts and pulls back. It's a dream, man. There's no logic to it. You're right. I'm sorry. Carry on. It leans close again. You kissed me and started pulling at my shirt. Its hand finds Steed's stomach, and I ran my hand down your body until I reached the top of your scales. His hand trails lower, brushing through the first wisps of hair beneath Steed's belly button. And then, Steed asks, his breath shaky as Ed's fingers move lower. Then a garbage truck woke me. Steed rolls his eyes and flops onto his back. Ed chuckles. Sorry, love, did you want me to just make up the rest? Yes, actually, Steed says, pouting at the ceiling. I was very much enjoying the fantasy of it all. Ed scoots out from under the sheets and straddles Steed. Steed gasps, his thoughts scattering as Ed presses down, just a thin sheet keeping his now fully hard dick from rubbing against Steed's equally interested cock. Not much else we could have done apart from kiss, Ed says, slowly rolling his hips. Steed grunts, his cock throbbing against Ed's. Maybe a blowjob, but it would have been pretty weird underwater. Steed agrees. I could do that now if you like. Ed stills his hips. What, while pretending you're a mermaid? Nah, I mean in general, but now that you mention it, do you want me to pretend? Ed's eyes flash. Yeah, maybe, but we gotta do it properly. Tie your legs up. Steed cocks his eyebrow. Could use a belt or two, Ed continues. We'll pretend you're stranded and I'll rescue you. Then you can thank me with your mermaid mouth. I'm pretty sure mermaids just have human mouths, Steed says. Wow, Ed replies. Didn't know you were an expert on mythological fish people. I'm not. I'm just assuming that's the case based on the fact that their top half is usually portrayed as human. Ed's mouth twitches, eyes dancing. Fine, I'll save you and you can thank me with your normal human mouth, okay? That sounds weird, silly. Perfect, let's do it. Ed practically throws himself off the bed, his feet hitting the wooden floor with two loud thuds. Steed immediately misses his weight, feeling too light without the warm press of Ed against him. He watches with affection as Ed dances around the room, his naked body glowing in the morning light, tattoos rippling. Grabbing his trousers from where he discarded them the night before, Ed pulls his belt free. Then he gets to work, hunting through their built-in wardrobe for a second belt. Steed is about to suggest checking the shelf where he keeps his belts, all rolled up neat and tucked into a woven basket in order of most often used, when Ed makes a triumphant noise and pulls another pair of his jeans from the depth of his side of the wardrobe. He slips the leather belt free and drops the trousers on the floor. Steed winces inwardly but shakes it off as Ed scampers towards him, beaming. Right, I think two belts should be enough. Ed wastes no time, yanking the sheets off Steed's legs, eyes glimmering as he takes in Steed's still hard cock. I'm thinking we'd tie one above your knees and maybe one around your ankles. Sounds good, Steed says. Just not too tight. I have no idea if it's even safe to use belts for this. I can Google it, Ed offers. Nah, it's alright, we'll be careful. There's a box under their bed that's full to the brim with sex toys, but neither of them has ever been much into bondage, so outside of a length of silk that Ed sometimes uses to tie Steed's hands behind his back, they haven't experimented much. It excites Steed to know they still have so many things to try, including mermaid roleplay, apparently. Ed quickly winds the first belt around Steed's thighs, careful not to let the leather dig into his skin. He buckles just above Steed's knees and Steed reaches down to test the restraint, a small shiver passing through him when he feels how restricted his legs are. Ed grins and wraps the second belt around Steed's ankles, once again securing it in a position where Steed can untie it himself if needed. All done. Ed stands back and admires his handiwork. Very nice. He reaches down and gives his dick a few short tugs as his eyes roam over Steed's bound legs up to his cock. Tempted just to flip you over right now and take you. Steed's cock jerks hard at that, heat flooding to his groin. He bites back a small moan. You can, if you want to. Ed shakes his head. Nope, gotta do this properly. He lets go of his cock and walks towards the door. Hand on the handle, he turns to look at Steed. I'm going to leave the room for a second so you can get into position. Then I'll come in and rescue you. Wait, in what position? Steed asks, but Ed's already gone. Steed looks around, at a loss on how to lie. Then an idea strikes him. Shuffling up the bed, he leans against the headboard and grabs the sheet. He wraps it around his legs, letting it pull around his groin and stomach. Closing his eyes, Steed takes a deep breath and imagines himself on the warm white sand of a beach, his glittering orange tail tangled in a fisherman's net. He opens his eyes. Help! Steed shouts. Won't somebody free me? The door bursts open and Ed's by Steed's side in seconds. Holy fuck, are you a mermaid? Ed asks, his eyes like saucers. Flinging out his arm, Steed grabs hold of Ed's hand. Please, sir, free me from this dreadful fishing net and I will forever be in your debt. Ed gapes at Steed for a moment longer, then sets to work untangling the sheet from his tail. Steed's cock is revealed, and though Ed only saw it a moment ago, his eyes still hone in on it, pupils dilating. It's thrilling. Ed throws the sheet to the floor with a triumphant grin. You're free! Thank you, Steed cries, grabbing Ed's hands and tugging him onto the bed. Ed sinks to his knees beside Steed, his eyes dropping back to where Steed's hard cock lies in the crook of his hip. Then his gaze slides lower to the strip of fur wrapped around Steed's thighs. Steed flexes his muscles and watches in satisfaction as Ed's mouth pops open. How can I ever repay you for your kindness? Steed asks, fluttering his eyelashes at Ed. Ed drags his eyes up to meet Steed's. It's no bother, just glad you're free. But I must reward you. You saved my life. Steed's eyes find Ed's dick. Please, kind sir, let me show you my gratitude. Steed whips out his hands and grabs Ed's hips, pulling him forward. Ed gasps, nearly losing his balance on the bed. Fuck, you're an eager little thing. You really want to repay me? Steed nods, heat looming in his chest. Please, climb into my lap so I can serve as my saviour. Ed snorts out a laugh and tries to smother it with the palm of his hand. Sorry, he says, voice muffled. It's the alliteration, you know it always sets me off. Steed purses his lips. Would my kind saviour prefer that I didn't engulf his elongated appendage with my eager mouth? Steed, seriously, Ed says, shoulders shaking with laughter. I'm sorry, Steed says with a grin. I'm being silly. If you care to climb up into this grateful mermaid's lap, I can get started. Quickly, Ed straddles Steed, his hard cock bobbing a mere inch from Steed's waiting mouth. Steed licks his lips and darts out his tongue, lapping up the drop of pre-cum welling at the tip. With a groan, Ed digs his hand into Steed's hair. The sudden weight and tightness of Ed's fingers in his curls makes Steed's pulse jump. Steed sucks the tip of Ed's cock into his mouth with a satisfied sigh and slowly takes Ed to the back of his throat. He pauses there, breathing through his nose as he savours the slight ache of Ed's dick stretching his mouth wide. Ed grunts and shifts his hips, pushing his cock deeper. It slides down Steed's throat and Steed's eyes prickle with tears from the pressure. He closes them and relaxes his throat. Ed seems to be in the mood to take charge this morning and Steed's more than happy to oblige. Gonna use your mouth, yeah? Ed huffs. Steed opens his eyes and meets Ed's gaze. Ed's staring down at him, lips slightly parted, cheeks pink. Steed nods. Ed's eyes darken and he pulls back, almost letting his cock slip out of Steed's mouth before he pushes back in. Steed's moan is cut off as Ed's dick slides into his throat. His nose meets Ed's stomach and it sends a wave of heat through him. Ed pulls back again, then pushes in harder this time. Fuck, your throat is perfect, he groans. Can't believe you're letting me do this, all because I saved you from an old net. He thrusts in deep, then pulls his cock free, dragging a string of saliva with it. Steed gasps, tears spilling over, wetting his cheeks. He grins up at Ed, head swimming with a rush of arousal and affection. It's the least I could do, he rasps. Ed bites his bottom lip and thrusts in again, claiming Steed's mouth. Steed's cock jerks against his hip. You got any other holes I could bury my cock in? Ed asks, thrusting faster. Is all Steed can say as Ed's cock slides against his tongue, thick and heavy. Ed's fingers tighten in Steed's hair for a moment before he pulls his dick free. Steets sways towards it, tongue darting out to try and lap at the wet tip. "Answer my question properly," it says, eyes bright as they rake over Steets' face. He tugs Steets' hair, sending a spike of arousal through him. "Yes," Steets gasps, "I have somewhere else you can use, but you'll have to turn me over." Ed grins, climbs off Steed, and seizes his hips, dragging him down the bed. Steed had almost forgotten his legs were bound until Ed's fingers push beneath the leather and he yanks, rolling Steed onto his stomach. He lets out a small yelp as he's manhandled into position. "You okay?" Ed asks. "Tip top, just give me a moment." Steed pulls his arms free from beneath himself and stretches them above his head. His cock digs into the mattress, but not enough to be uncomfortable. He gives his ass a little wiggle. "My handsome rescuer may proceed." Ed chuckles and reaches past Steed to grab two pillows. He helps Steed lift his hips enough to shove them beneath. The new position leaves Steed feeling exposed, his ass sticking up in the air, giving Ed perfect access. The thought makes him shiver. Wasting no time, Ed pries Steed's cheeks apart and lets out a low whistle. "Look at that, a nice tight hole for me to fuck. This really is my lucky day." Steed groans and rocks his hips, his cock throbbing at Ed's words. "It's all yours, do as you please with it." "Oh, I will." The bed dips as Ed shuffles closer to the bedside drawers. A moment later, Steed hears the snap of a lid. Ed spreads Steed's cheeks again with one hand, and cool liquid drips against his opening. Steed's breath hitches, and he tries to part his thighs, but the belt keeps them firmly together. A warm finger trails over his hole, and this slowly breaches him, pushing in until it settles deep inside. Steed sighs, heat washing through him at the familiar feeling. "You're so tight," Ed remarks, pumping his finger into Steed. "Not sure if my cock is gonna fit." Another finger joins the first, and Steed gasps as he stretched wider. "I can take it," he huffs out. Ed twists his fingers and angles them down, brushing against Steed's prostate. His body shudders with a sudden bloom of pleasure. "Taken a lot of cocks, have you?" Ed asks, working his fingers over the little bundle of nerves inside Steed. "Maybe you tangled yourself up in that net just so you could offer your holes up for the first man to wander by." "No," Steed gasps. "I'd never do something so devious." "I don't believe you." Ed pulls his fingers free, leaving Steed's hole fluttering at the loss. He takes hold of Steed's arse cheeks, pulling them apart. "Think you enjoy luring men in just so you can have a nice thick cock fill you up?" Steed's cut off as the blunt tip of Ed's dick bumps against his hole. "And you've just been searching for a good cock for a while. Well, you're in luck, because I'm going to fuck you so well you'll be swimming sideways for a week." Without further warning, Ed pushes in, his cock plunging deep inside Steed. "Fuck!" Steed's eyes roll back in his head as Ed bottoms out, hips slamming against his ass. With his thighs bound tight together, Ed feels huge inside him. It makes Steed's cock throb against the pillows. Ed braces himself over Steed, hands on either side of his arms, and pulls back before slamming in even harder. "Jesus!" Steed moans, his hole spasming wildly around the thick cock buried to the hilt inside him. "Didn't think mermaids knew about Jesus," Ed says, voice laced with laughter and heat. "Unless you guys have the fish equivalent of him." He snaps his hips hard against Steed's ass. "Wait, is that where the fish symbol comes from?" "Oh my god," Steed gasps, rolling his hips, trying to meet Ed's thrusts. "You have a fish god too? Is it Poseidon or Neptune?" "Ed," Steed groans, not entirely from pleasure. "Sorry," Ed says, slowing for a moment. He leans down and places an open-mouth kiss on the nape of Steed's neck. "Just trying to get to know you. It's not every day I get to meet a hot piece of tail like you." Steed feels Ed's grin against his neck before he pulls back and drives his cock into Steed. Steed buries his face in the mattress and moans long and low, pleasure radiating through him. "So tight," Ed grunts. "Best hole I've fucked in years. Think I might have to keep you." He thrusts deep, hips snapping against Steed's ass. "Please," Steed moans, his body shaking as Ed drives into him, stretching him wide, the brim of his hole prickling ever so slightly with pain, just how he likes it. "Fuck, Steed," Ed grunts, hips jerking, and Steed knows he's close. "Come in me," Steed says, voice breathless as he tries to meet Ed's thrust. I need it. Need you. Ed's hips jerk again, and he thrusts in a final time, burying his cock in Steed. He comes with a strangled cry, and Steed nearly joins him as he feels the warm spurts of Ed's release filling his hole. With a deep groan, Ed pulls his cock free, his forehead dropping onto Steed's back. That was... fuck. He kisses Steed's spine and pulls back. Steed turns his head, craning his neck to look at Ed. He's staring down at Steed's ass, his eyes slightly unfocused. Ed? Ed pries Steed's buttocks apart. Oh. Steed's cock jumps beneath him. Ed eases two fingers into Steed's sensitive hole. Oh. Steed's eyes flick shut. Ed's fingers are hot inside him and he groans softly. Not gonna leave you unsatisfied, Ed mutters, almost more to himself than to Steed. I'll make you come so hard you'll be begging me to take you home. Got a big bathtub you can live in. Stop your towel drying out, and I'll come in every day, bend you over the tub, and fuck you till you scream. Ed presses a third finger into Steed's hole and pushes in, stretching him wider. Want that? Steed moans, rocking his hips against the pillows. Ed moves faster, and Steed hears a soft squelch. Can you feel that? Ed murmurs. Feel me using my cum to get you off? Fuck, Steed groans. He feels a trickle of liquid slip from his hole and drip down his perineum. Whoops, don't want any going to waste. Ed pulls his fingers free and scoops up the cum before sliding all three fingers back into Steed. The sensation sends a jolt of pleasure through Steed as his hips speed up, cock ratting against the pillows. Come for me, Ed breathes. Come on my fingers, want to feel your wet hole clench around me as you make a mess of yourself. Steed cries out, hips bucking, and then he's coming. White hot pleasure crashes through him, his cock spurting hard against the pillows as his hole convulses around Ed's fingers. With a broken groan, Steed goes boneless, his body sinking into the mattress. Ed eases his fingers free and bends low to plant a soft kiss on the base of Steed's spine. Steed's eyes fall shut as he listens to Ed slide off the bed and grab a fistful of tissues from the box on the bedside table. He hears Ed wipe his fingers and then the soft, thin tissue paper finds Steed's still quivering hole, and he sighs as Ed wipes away the mess of cum and lube. A moment later, Ed takes hold of Steed's hips and carefully rolls him onto his back. Just to take the belt off, Ed murmurs as Steed blinks blearily up at him. The belt around the ankles is the first to go, Ed unwinding the leather with quick, deft movements. His hands skate up Steed's legs, and the belt around his thighs tightens for a moment before his legs are free. Steed lets his legs fall open so Ed can slide up between them. Pressing Steed into the mattress, Ed's mouth finds Steed's, kissing him slowly, his tongue tracing the seam of his lips and dipping inside when Steed opens his mouth. Steed groans softly, the weight of Ed on top of him and the slick slide of his tongue and lips nothing short of hedonistic. After a long moment, Ed breaks the kiss and rolls off Steed, nuzzling into his side. Was that okay? He asks, kissing Steed's shoulder. Steed chuckles. More than okay. Good. Ed kisses his shoulder again. Should probably get some proper bondage gear if you want to do that again sometime. Steed smiles down at Ed. Absolutely. Let's do some research on it later. Awesome. They lie in silence for a few moments, the heat of the morning sun warming their naked bodies. Hey, Steed. Yes, Ed? What do you call it when you go down on a mermaid without protection? Steed cracks an eye. I've no idea. Enlighten me. Sashimi. Steed frowns. Why would it be called that? Because you're eating raw fish. Steed groans and shoves Ed, who bursts into giggles. Steed joins him and they cling to each other, bodies racked with laughter. When they finally calm down, they snuggle closer, limbs tangled together. Steed lets out a contented sigh and closes his eyes. He should really get up and strip the sheets, maybe even throw the pillows into the washing machine with them. But for now, he's going to lie in bed and let himself savour the sweet ache of a fantastic, if slightly strange, fuck with his husband by his side. End of fic.